Our Lord points out to the Pharisees that they are too concerned about the exterior things, the washing of the cup and dish, when our Lord went to dine at the home of a Pharisee and didn't wash his hands, and the Pharisees were amazed at this external neglect of our Lord, of washing his hands. And our Lord says, you're concerned about the cup and dish and not concerned about your soul and your heart, which is full of plunder and evil. He calls them fools. So I think we can reflect here on the importance of the interior life. The exterior practice of the Catholic faith, of course, are so valuable and important, but for the purpose of our interior life, the external practices are to help us to cultivate the interior life, the life of prayer, life of reflection, life of reflection on the important things of life, upon our purpose in this life, upon doing God's will, and upon looking at our life, examining our life and our day, and ordering our life, and seeing the things that we need to change, and also practicing charity. The focus on charity, as our Lord ends his little talk to the Pharisees, saying that if you give alms, everything will be made clean for you. Charity covers a multitude of sins. So we need to go deep into our heart, deep into our life, and sink roots into the spiritual life, into our relationship with God. If we're living on the surface all the time, and always appearances and flashes of things on TV and flashes of activity and distraction, and always living on the surface and the makeup and the image and the appearances, always this activity, where we don't realize what God wants for us. He calls us to the interior life, a deep life of prayer and union with Him, a life of charity, which is deep. Deep love is always deep, and we need to sink roots of charity. And this takes reflection and time, spending time, making time, and being silent in prayer and spending time with our Lord. Time to sink those roots of love for God and deep, deep union with Him, and gathering graces, accumulating graces from God, so that we can really have the strength to put into practice what we reflect on, what we discover in our own life and discover from God as He reveals and enlightens things to us. So let us sink deep, let us go deep, seek the deep things of the world, not the surface things and distractions and activity and glamour of the world, but the spiritual life, the life where God lives, where God is, deep down in our heart, and discover Him and stay there, stay with God, stay always with Him, away from the dangers of the world, and learning from Him, the graces, that enlightenment that He will give to us if we are there with Him. So let's seek the deep things of the world, the spiritual life, not the superficial.